The 4P's podcasts are funded by the National Lottery Community Fund. When people are in the lead, communities thrive. To find out more, go to tnlcommunityfund.org.uk.
Hi, this is Kieran, and today I'm going to teach you how to make the much-loved French dessert profiteroles. Now, to start off with, you will need 150 ml of water, 3 medium eggs, 100 grams of strong plain flour, and 50 grams of butter, and this will work better than margarine. For the filling, you will need 300 ml of double cream and 100 grams of chocolate, and this can be milk, dark, or white chocolate, depending on what you prefer. Now first, pour your water and butter into a pan and put over a low heat. When the butter is melted, you want to look for small bubbles, not boiling, just a calm simmer. Timing is vital for this section, as if it's not taken off the heat at the right time, the mixture won't combine and you will have to restart the process. Once you see the bubbles, immediately take it off the hob. Sieve the flour into the pan and beat with a spoon. This has got to be vigorous and you can't take your time with this part. Your arm should be aching if you've done it correctly. As you stir this mixture, you will see a dough forming, and once this has happened, leave to cool. Meanwhile, crack your eggs into a jug. When your dough has cooled down, add your egg bit by bit and stir with the spoon. At this point, your mixture is going to look a little bit odd, almost like a gloopy mess. So you may think you've done it wrong, but just keep going. I promise you haven't. Once the mixture has the look and consistency of thick cake batter, you are ready to pipe it onto a tray. Add a small amount of water to this, as we want the profiteroles to steam, and then pipe and flatten the batter with your finger. You want all of your profiteroles to be uniform in shape and no bigger than a golf ball. Pop it into the oven for about 5 minutes on gas mark 6 or 200 degrees Celsius, making sure to keep an eye on them. Whilst the profiteroles are baking, pour 2/3 of your cream into a mixing bowl and whisk until it forms stiff peaks. Get another piping bag, cut the tip off and place a medium-sized nozzle on the end. Fill it with the whipped cream you've just made and put it to the side and begin your chocolate sauce. For this, you need to place a glass mixing bowl over a pan filled with boiling water. Break up the chocolate and put this in the bowl, then turn the hob onto a medium heat but don't let your chocolate burn. Pour the rest of the unwhipped cream into the bowl and mix it to make a ganache-like mixture. Once this is fully melted and the profiteroles are done, they should look golden brown and airy. Place the nozzle of the piping bag into the bottom of each profiterole and make a small hole. Fill this with your whipped cream, but don't overfill, as we don't want the cream coming out to the sides. Once all your profiteroles are filled with the whipped cream, to finish off, pour your chocolate over them evenly. Well done, you have now successfully made your own profiteroles. These can be eaten hot or cold, it's up to you. Enjoy making this homemade dessert. Hope you like them as much as I do.